This is the brief on how bilingualism changes brain activity during speech processing. A recent brain imaging study shows that bilingual brains don't just flip languages on and off, they actively manage competing sounds in one shared space, a discovery that totally reshapes our understanding of brain adaptability. First, researchers had English, Spanish bilinguals, and English monolinguals watch movies while hearing a repetitive ka sound, interrupted by a surprised ga. And get this, bilinguals showed massive activity in their executive control network. This proves their languages aren't kept in neat, separate boxes. They share the exact same phonetic space. It's kind of like the bilingual brain is a busy soundboard operator, right? Actively managing two live microphones at once, rather than just unplugging one. Second, to test the totally unfamiliar, researchers played a movie in Chinese. Bilinguals just showed a quick activity spike in the first 150 milliseconds. But the monolinguals, their brains literally went into overdrive, showing prolonged activity for up to 450 milliseconds. Why does the monolingual brain struggle so much more with a completely unfamiliar context, working overtime just to process basic sounds? Finally, scans revealed this relies on specific regions: the middle temporal gyrus, inferior temporal gyrus, and fusiform gyrus. This dynamic neural flexibility gives us a brilliant new framework. If the brain is physically this adaptable, we really have to ask ourselves, are our current educational approaches actually capitalizing on this dynamic neural flexibility? Ultimately, speaking two languages physically reshapes the brain's soundboard, offering an incredible neural flexibility that could entirely revolutionize how we teach and learn.